From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Adeline Baxter with this look at regional news. With the help of area volunteers, a team of researchers has identified a previously unknown invasive marine species in Ketchikan. The bryozoan has never before been seen this far north. KRBD's Layla Curie talked with Alaska Sea Grant's marine advisory agent in Ketchikan, Gray Freitag, who was a member of the scientific team.
Bugula narratina is a tiny, moss-like invertebrate made up of purplish, skinny branches. The filter feeder was among many creatures found growing on several hundred special panels that had been submerged in harbors around Ketchikan. Unlike the other organisms found, though, Bugula narratina had not been seen before in southeast Alaska. The bryozoan became the subject of a peer-reviewed article published recently in the academic journal Bioinvasions Records, and Freitag was one of the authors. Invasive species are always a concern and something to keep an eye on. They can crowd out local species and take over habitat. But Freitag says, for the moment, the newly identified species and other invasive marine species are not a huge problem in the Ketchikan area. They could become a problem later.
Invasive species have a habit of laying dormant for long periods of time once they're introduced to an area, but when the conditions get perfect, they can expand very rapidly. It's very common for them to do that.
And a changing climate could prompt such an expansion. The new marine invasive species now joins others that already were known to be in southeast Alaska. Those are all tunicates or sea squirts. A different kind of invasive species Freitag has been watching for is the European green crab.
We still have not found one here. We hopefully will never find them, but that's another species that we don't think can propagate here because the temperature is just a little bit too cool, but 1 degree might be enough to cause an issue.
Freitag says invasive species compete with indigenous species for resources or even eat indigenous species. And there often is a lack of predators to help control those introduced organisms.
The things are used to eating certain things, and they go after those. And when they see something new that's not from this area, they tend to ignore it.
Invasive marine species often are brought in by boats traveling up and down the coast. Freitag says cleaning a boat's hull and all the nooks and crannies creatures can hide in would help stop or at least slow the spread of invasive organisms. It's important to know what's out there, which makes the scientific study so valuable. Freitag says the research team was in Ketchikan as part of a larger study of marine organisms.
And they were looking at the diversification of organisms, which is what kinds of organisms, how many of the different species occur at different latitudes. So this was a National Science Foundation project that spanned over latitude, and they went from Panama to Mexico to California to Alaska.
That team comprised scientists from the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center, which Freitag worked with previously, as well as Temple University and University of Alaska Fairbanks College of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences. Local high school and university students also were involved. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
And Democratic candidate for Alaska Governor Mark Begich told KRBD on Wednesday that, like many Alaskans, he was surprised by Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott's abrupt resignation and withdrawal from the campaign yesterday.
It does change the dynamics for sure in the election here, and how and what that means is still not clear. I think a lot of people are waiting to hear what the governor's going to do or not do. In the meantime, we're here today. We're going to continue to campaign.
Begich was in Ketchikan to attend the Alaska Native Brotherhood, Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Camp Convention, which kicked off on Wednesday. Governor Bill Walker, who is running for re-election, accepted Malott's resignation on Tuesday, citing inappropriate comments that the lieutenant governor made to a woman. Malott admitted to making the comments and has apologized. Walker on Tuesday also talked about ongoing discussions with the Begich campaign about a path forward to defeating Republican candidate Mike Dunleavy. Walker didn't get into details about those discussions. Begich confirms there have been talks. He, too, didn't reveal any firm plans. The main point of any path forward, Begich said, would be to keep Dunleavy from becoming governor, which he says would be a disaster.
A lot of dynamics have changed in the last 24 hours. And the question now really is the viability of campaigns. And we've always believed we have a strong campaign. We have a great network. We have people all across the state. We usually are in second in the polls when in a three-way race, even though we've spent the least amount of money.
Begich says combining his campaign with Walker's is unlikely because ballots have already been printed. He didn't answer a suggestion of one candidate withdrawing in favor of the other, but said the next few days will be, quote, very enlightening, end quote, for those watching Alaska's gubernatorial race. And now for some arts coverage. That's Gwich'in Athabaskan songwriter Daniel Furman playing his song, Call Me What You Want. The recording is part of the Red Carpet Concert Celebration Sessions, a video series featuring Alaska Native artists filmed during Celebration 2018.
I did all I can, but I'm not. And I never could steal, but I took all I can.
And again, that's Daniel Furman performing his song, Call Me What You Want, for the Red Carpet Concert Celebration Sessions. The videos were created in collaboration with Kindred Post and Trickster Company. To see this and other Red Carpet Celebration Sessions, including Lily Hope and Indian Agent, go to ktoo.org. And finally, a group from Haines is asking candidates in the upcoming general election to sign a pledge to support the amendment of existing Alaska laws to clarify that the term person means only an individual human being. We the People Alaska was started by Haines resident Gershorn Cohen in response to the Citizens United Supreme Court ruling, which allows corporations and unions to make financial contributions to political campaigns under the First Amendment. According to the organization, state governor candidates Mark Begich and Bill Walker have signed the pledge along with Sarah Hannon and Chris Diamond, who are running for House District 33, which encompasses the Upper Lynn Canal. Recently, Cohen visited KHNS to discuss the initiative with Henry Lezia and what the organization is trying to accomplish by having candidates sign this pledge.
Fundamental things I think that has to change is that in many of our laws here in Alaska, the word person and the term artificial person are used interchangeably. And that has to change. We have to, at least as a start, clean up the definition sections of our laws to make it clear that this law, it might apply to persons as well as artificial persons, but there needs to be a distinction in the definitions so that there may be laws that should only apply to persons or should only apply to artificial persons. Until you at least begin with that distinction, you can't separate the two enough to make the rules apply correctly. So, for example, you know, to go back to the election issue, we have campaign finance laws in our state, and some of our laws are actually better than some of the ones around the country compared to some other states. But we can't really fix our campaign finance rules until we recognize and accept that only individual human beings have freedom of speech.
That was Gershorn Cohen speaking with KHNS reporter Henry Lezia about We the People Alaska, a group trying to amend Alaska law to clarify that the term person means only an individual human being. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Adeline Baxter.